So does that go back to when you first, yes, when you first gave me the assignment, you said connect to a non-neutrino-based system. Is that what you're referring to as far as needing?
Got to. Otherwise, even if you get it to stasis, it won't stay. Because now you're fixing to rip it with everything that's ever been. You're fixing to put every bit of information that has ever been in a system, in a closed canon.
Wow, that non-neutrino system is a hot spot. I don't even want to go there. I have to, do some more reading on that.
Well, don't think about it. Whatever you do, it'll go bad if you start thinking about it. Okay, listen. You have laundry. You have laundry that's dirty. You need a surfactant to change the water capacity for dirty laundry. So you would add a surfactant, which is a soap, right? You put soap right. And you put water, which changes that, and the dirt comes out of the clothes. And all you're left with, if it's cotton, you're left with the cotton clothes. You
right.
See?
Yes.
What we're doing is we're taking a thing and making it together, putting it in the washing machine, and trying to add some type of surfactant in a neutrino-based peptide bonding capacity, because this is a sugar, so you got to find enough electron space for that. That would be a peptide position, potentially. And you're trying to wash this so you can pull the dirt and the clothes and the dye away from each other and isolate just the carbon, keep it stable so that the dirt's in the drain away from the clothes. Then when you have it, then you can stack those in nanotubes, and that's the beginning of your information gathering.
Hey, Ion. Ion, you're talking, there's a whole bunch of people identifying with Bert and saying, we're all getting fucked up here, and we're going to review these people. Put one by one, case by case situation. But the reason it's going to be a screw up is that you can't tell exactly what's going on because the fucking Russians are listening, and we don't want them to figure out how to do this. What about that factor, Ion?
We're going to do it. He's just going to have. Okay, we can put it in his inbox. That's no problem. We can send him a shoebox full of it. And say, here, big un, you got your dick hard now. Come on, let's do something with it. You want to do something? Let's go. All right, now he can prove, then he can take science and prove that that doesn't exist. And when he's not able to do that, then he'll know that that is. So if it is, then science will have to say, well, goddamn, it is. We can't prove it's not. He's got a shoebox full of it, so I guess it must be something. We don't know what it is. We don't know nothing. We can't find nothing. We can't get nothing. We don't know nothing. And everything we knew got fucked up by LaRouche. LaRouche fucked up everything we could have known. If we could have known something. And Croker already told us that it was impossible to know. And Marshall McLuhan said we weren't qualified to have the conversation. And Thompson was so scared that the whole oligarchy was going to come kill us in it anyway, that we got to get humped in the upside down. And they wouldn't trust the information. They wouldn't trust the information, what little we had, in this new system, because the strata would tip the hand and the scales would be the tide. Instant would be lost forever, you see. So the only thread that makes any sense at all is the tiny note. The only thread that holds it all together is the tiny note. All that's left.
Hey, it's not for the holy orifices, we finally found out the emotional gradient of the Thompson Quadrant. When we flipped the Thompson Quadrant, the world was screwed up for 22 months. Nobody knew what was the qualities of the Thompson Quadrant, other than I called it hysteria. hysteria.
Yeah.
We didn't know what
that's
happened.
What
we just heard that
Trump
was so scared shitless the oligarchs were going to get him. That's what happened. When Trump was elected, everybody thought Trump was going to get everybody. That's what he means
did.
By the Trump situation upside down.
And he did. And he did. And here's the rest of the story. He did.
Who's he?
Trump. Trump did get
them. Okay,
he got him every
he
damn
got one. Them. He got everybody. He scared the shit out of everybody. And everybody who got scared, Trump got. Is that what you're saying?
And he's getting. He just walked. He brought the Iranians and the Afghanistan to Camp David in a super secret meeting. They came a day early, and he walked out. He said, fuck you. Get out. We're not having no meeting. Who the hell do you? You don't run nothing. You don't run this. You don't run nothing. Matter of fact, this ain't happening. Get out. We just my way or the highway. Get out. That's what he just
said. Because they came a day early. Because they came a day early.
On Sunday. That was supposed to happen on Sunday.
They came the wrong day, is what you're saying.
He's like, oh, and he's like, oh, hell no. That little tiny thing that's supposed to stop all this war and rumors of wars and all this bullshit, he just walked out of it. He's the inviter. He's the inviter. And he left.
Because they came a day early.
Yeah. He's like, oh, hell no, you don't do this. I don't know what you think's going on here, but this ain't that. I don't know whatever you think it is, it ain't that. We done with this. So that's the point.
So they got to figure out another way to approach him.
Ain't no approaching at this point. He's like, eat shit and die. We through. We not having to, ain't nothing to talk about. I will blow, just like Margaret Thatcher. That's what we call Thatcher, is Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher in the Falklands. We'll blow your shit up. That's what we'll do. We will blow your shit up.
Yeah. 1982. So,
the Falklands.
What's that got to do with Bert?
Oh, what has to do with Bert? Here's what has to do with Bert. What has to do with Bert is the ability and capacity to have this formulation prescribable so that you can validate the crumbing work. So when he has a shoebox full of it, he can say, this is what this is.
So Bert is helping to validate my chart. In the end, they'll only have my chart.
He's proving the hexatic position in a hypothesis form that carbon can be stable with 122 electrons. That's all. If you prove
the carbon is the 122 electrons.
Bob, not today. It's not. There's no such thing. You can't do that.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh, we're trying to make carbon with 122 electrons. That has to be stable.
Isolated away from super sugar.
Right. You get that, Bert?
Mm.
Didn't I just clarify it for you?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you didn't know
Clear's
that.
Mud,
you
Bob.
Knew something.
Clear's mud. Clear's mud, Bob.
No. The task is to rip off 122 electrons from the super sugar and call it carbon 122.
Yeah. And have it stable. Because it's got to be stable.
And it's stable.
When you start charging, you start supercharging carbon. See, carbon is conductive. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They say it's not, but it actually is. And it has to be in this form of carbon because the EMP will knock out everything and everything will be lost. Well, you blistering idiots, not blithering, but the blistering idiots have put every bit of information there is in the chip body now. You won't even know how to spell sesquipedalian. And you won't have to worry about the goddamn Wikipedia because there ain't going to be nothing left. It's going to be wiped out. Gone. You heard me? Gone. Gone. And so if it ain't in Bob's library, you're pretty well screwed. Because all the rest of them are going to burn for fire. All the rest of the books are going to burn for firewood.
Oh.
I mean, you got a Library of Congress number on an article, but if that's not logged somewhere, how are you going to find it? You can't Google the ISBN number. How are you going to find it? They won't be able to find it. Oh, I know. We got the Dewey Decimal System. That's the ticket. Yeah, that'll work. We got card files. Well, that's the card files in Bob's library. So they can look up the Library of Congress numbers for these damn books that nobody can read anyway. Because, oh, by the way, did we mention everybody born past 1999 don't know how to fucking read anymore. It's just read to them. So, you know, it really doesn't make any difference how many books you got if nobody's reading them. I guess if you're going to... The problem with all this writing is, how do you know the one that wrote the reading right wrote the reading right? That's what the problem is, you see. But setting that aside, you have to have a way to store the information. Okay, what's your next question?